Cooking is one thing when you have the day off, all day to cook. You can be as fancy as you want to be. But what about those times when you've got a quick turnaround? You just got home from work and you need food on the table in the next, say, half hour, maybe even less. Today's Food Friday theme is cooking on a deadline. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What do you cook when time is at a premium? What is your quick prep entree and or side dish? Do you plan in advance to have those meals ready to rock? If so, how? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Executive producer Judith Sears-Poisson is here to help out. Hey, Judith.
Hey.
So what were you thinking about for your quick go-to meal?
So I didn't have to think too hard because I was actually enjoying leftovers of one today for lunch. So, we actually don't have a kid at home anymore, so we don't have a lot of the, you know, evening things. But often we've got a lot of things leading up to dinner and have to do something fast. So this is one of my absolute favorite ones, and it's only got a few ingredients, so that's really helpful. It's a Italian sausage, kale, and white bean kind of skillet. Mm-hmm. And so what you do is you get maybe one sausage per person. You break it out of the casing. So just brown that up really quickly and kind of crumbles. And then I usually use, say if you're doing three sausages, I do two cans of white kidney beans. Sometimes they're called cannellini beans. Open them both, drain one, but keep the juice from the other one. That kind of turns into the sauce. So once you've got the sausage browned up a little bit, I throw a few extra fennel seeds in. Can't go wrong with fennel seeds. If you've got time to throw in some raw garlic, you could. I actually use powdered roasted garlic. And then I put the beans in, one can that's drained, one can that's not. So that makes a little sauce. Let that heat up a little bit. In the meantime, rinse off some kale leaves. You can use spinach. To me, cooked spinach is a little on the slimy side. Kale leaves, rinse them off. Don't need to dry them. Just rip them up. Take out the rib of them. Throw them in the pan. Cover it. Let them wilt a little. And it's done.
On my clock, that sounds like, what, 12, 15 minutes?
Yeah, exactly. And then to finish it, and this makes it actually almost kind of fancy and really tasty, do a drizzle of balsamic vinegar.
Okay.
I know that sounds weird.
No, that's going to bring out a lot of the flavors, though.
Yeah, I was skeptical because it's a very savory dish, but the balsamic just really brings it together. So easy, so fast, really delicious, and really sticks with you.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234 as we cook on a deadline. Dee is with us in Kenosha. Dee, hi.
Oh, hi. I am into pre-planning, and I got into that because I was a nurse and worked different shifts. My husband got on a stupid swing shift thing.
Oh, no.
And we had four children over 10 years. So there's a different age there. We hit a point where everybody was coming and going at a different time. If you can give yourself a half an hour in the morning, you can throw stuff in a crock pot.
I'm a big fan of the crock pot, too, Dee. What are some of your go-tos in the crock pot?
Our favorite recipe, I call Soup of the Americas, and there was like some kind of recipe that had a couple things out of one of the women's magazines, and I thought, well, I could do better. Equal parts of a can of pumpkin, a can of diced tomatoes, juice and all, and then a can of broth. That's your base. I did season that with adobo. I love that seasoning. Penzies makes the best. And it's got cumin, it's got pepper, has no salt. It's a really healthy recipe, but it's got a whole variety of seasonings in it. And then you add to that whatever you've got. Usually drain and rinse a can of black beans, must go in there. I've grown and chopped up peppers, different colors, just green, whatever you got. Peppers in there, and just let it go.
That sounds fantastic, Dee. Soup of the Americas. I was trying to figure out how you get red, white, and blue ingredients to stay separate. Yeah. No, like pumpkin, native indigenous plants.
Sounds delicious and America. Sounds really hearty, too. And I think that's one of the things is fast doesn't mean you don't want it to stick with you.
Right.
So it's kind of combining those things, the speed and the substance to it.
Thanks for that, Dee. My crock pot go-to is just having a couple chicken breasts or maybe thighs. Throw them in the crock pot in the morning. If you want to be real fast, pour on some salsa. Boom.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get fancier. You can add more stuff. You can, America's Test Kitchen says if you're doing onions or tomatoey stuff or vinegar, heat it in the microwave for a while before you dump it in. It's supposed to help bring out some of the flavors.
Mm, that makes
sense.
Can
get a little fancier in the morning if you want. But you could have it in there in 2 minutes and walk out the door and be ready to go in the evening.
We're talking about cooking on a deadline, and we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And we asked some of our coworkers what they were thinking, and a crockpot idea from Johanna from the WPR Pledge team. Her go-to is barbecue pulled pork tacos. She had me right there.
Yeah.
I didn't need to hear anymore, but she says she seasons the pork. She loves smoked paprika, which I do too. She cooks it on low in the crockpot for the day while she's at work. Then by the time she gets home, she just has to shred it, add some barbecue sauce, throw it in a tortilla with avocado, spinach, cheese, and onion, and voila, dinner. And she adds that we ask people what they keep around just for those kind of last minute things. She says onions, cheese, and spinach are always around because they're so versatile.
That's fantastic. The thing I always keep around, because I want to, especially as a parent, I want to have veggie as part of meals, always having a bunch of carrots, and they scale to any amount of time.
Yeah.
Real hurry, peel them or wash them, whatever, carrot sticks, great. A little more time, I grate them, mix them with salt, pepper, red wine vinegar, and olive oil, and make a slaw.
Oh, yeah, that's a very French carrot salad.
I still like it.
You're just bitter about
a little
the
more
cheese.
Time. Yeah, they stole it. They stole that award. Cut up into sticks and throw them on the stovetop if you got a little more time. A little more time still. Pop in the oven, oven roasted carrots. Just however much time you have, carrots are going to work at any level. We are looking for your meals on a deadline, cooking with not much time. Call in at 800-642-1234. Do you plan in advance or do you have quick food that you make on the spot? 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. More of your suggestions coming up on Central Time. It's Food Friday. We're cooking on a deadline. We want your advice and suggestions for people who need to cook meals fast. Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
And we have Robert in Madison up first, so let's go there. Hi, Robert. What do you have for us?
Well, I kind of call it bachelor chow, for lack of a better term. Start some rice cooking in the microwave, and while that's going on, cut up and just fry in a little olive oil, a chicken breast, dump in a bag of oriental vegetables, a little bit of soy sauce, just fry it up as a quick stir fry, put it over rice, boom, you're done.
And it sounds pretty tasty too, Robert.
Yeah, no, it's not bad at all, actually. And, obviously you could use fancier stir fry sauces or get a little more creative if you wanted to. But between that and crock pot, you can basically kind of take care of everything.
Robert, thank you so much for sharing your bachelor chow with us. We'll go next to Meg in Montello. Meg, hi.
Hi. So my husband is a deer hunter, and we always end up with a freezer full of deer between he and my son. And looking for new and different ways to deal with all of this venison, I found that if I take a frozen venison roast, throw it in the crock pot, pour a little bit of liquid from banana peppers over the top of it and a couple of banana peppers in there with it. Let it cook all day on medium. On the way home, stop and pick up some ready-made pico de gallo and some guacamole and things like that if I'm really in a hurry and don't have time to make those things, and some flour tortillas, and boom, we have pulled it apart with forks and we're ready to go. We have a meal.
Great. And the venison, it's just seasoned with the banana peppers and their juice. Nothing else in there.
Nothing else. And it is amazing. It's so tender and it tastes, kind of cuts out that gaminess a little bit. And we've actually tried it with beef roast and it's not nearly as good.
Meg, thank you so much for sharing that. That sounds fantastic. Judith, you want to share a couple other tips from our colleagues?
Absolutely.
Here?
Kelly, who's a producer with Wisconsin Life on Wisconsin Public Television, has a delicious idea that I have to say I never even thought about. But then when I started thinking Korean stuff, it made a lot of sense. It's rice, egg, and kimchi. Just three ingredients.
That jar of kimchi, I guess.
Yeah. So you've got a jar of kimchi, and if you've got pre-cooked rice, that's great. Otherwise, she says a pressure cooker with a rice setting is also nice. 12-minute rice is perfect, so that definitely keeps it under our self-imposed deadline. And she loves it for a fast dinner because it's tasty, warm, and a good vegetarian option with a good bit of protein. And she makes the egg fried over easy, but I think you could do it any way you like. That sounds really comforting to me.
No, I want it over easy because I like it when then it explodes all over the rest of the food.
Yeah, like, but like in bibimbap or anything like that, yeah, it sounds great. Yeah, I thought that was a really good one. And another veggie option, WPR News fellow Mary Lee Williams has one that sounds hearty enough to please anyone. Her chickpea salad sandwich has garbanzo beans, also called chickpeas, olive oil, celery, and green olives. I like that touch a lot.
And what, you just smoosh them all together?
She just mixes it up, and then she says you can put it on in a pita or something, but she says you can also eat it out of a bowl with greens, and those garbanzo beans have a lot of protein. So again, they're going to stick with you.
Sounds pretty good.
I like that. I actually make a chickpea salad that's got kind of a vinaigrette with cumin, ground cumin as the seasoning.
Well, that sounds really good too. Let's go back to your calls now. Jeremiah is with us in Kenosha. Jeremiah, hi.
Hi. I have an integrated family. Generally, I feed around 10 people at night at dinner time. And so although the crock pot is a great thing, planning 2 or 3 meals in advance is always one of the things that saves me. If I throw a pork shoulder in the crock pot today, I can use that to do pulled pork for tomorrow and use the bone mix stew, with some beans and some, stock from, the previous meals. It can carry one meal into the next. It can generally get through 2 or 3 nights, using that first meal as a base.
I love that, Jeremiah. How big a crock pot do you have if you're feeding 10 people?
Generally, we've got 2 crock pots, and if we've got 2 meals planned, we've got one set up for the next one, set up for the next one that way.
Tag team crockpots. Wow. I love it, Jeremiah. Thanks for that. That's something I do too, where you have the double use ingredients. So if you got that pulled chicken from the crock pot, it's tacos tonight and then maybe chilaquiles in a couple days, or I'll throw it, if I have just a little bit left, I'll throw it in the next soup I make. I love like the double use of that. Jeremiah, thanks a lot.
And especially when it's grilling weather, I hate firing up the grill and only doing like 2 little things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I grill a bunch of stuff, chicken, maybe burgers, veggies, all that kind of stuff, and then, use it in following days.
Yeah, pre-cooked chicken breast is great to throw out a salad the next day. Yeah, that's a lot of great uses for that. I will go next to Jeremy calling from Ashland. Jeremy, hi.
Yeah, hi. I've got 2 go-tos that are any pretty much last minute, give you 20 minutes, 30 minutes. One of them's a good old favorite, a tater tot hot dish, either ground venison, ground beef, a pound of that, a couple cans of creamy mushroom soup, maybe corn or beans, top off with tater tots, and you're done in 20 minutes. Another one of my go-tos is an egg scramble. Scrambled eggs, diced up potatoes, mushrooms, pork sausage, bacon. I've been making it a lot lately with crab meat.
Crab meat.
Top her off with cheese after she's done, and I've actually got leftovers for work the next day.
And that's a great one because you're using one pan, right? And only one pan to clean up.
Usually one pan, yeah.
Jeremy, thank you so much for those suggestions at 800-642-1234. We're cooking on a deadline, cooking food when we don't have a whole bunch of time to do something fancy. Another tip from my household is, I know not everybody's into tofu. We're not a veggie household, but tofu is great because you cube it up, you fry it. It takes really just minutes, and then you can mix it with stir-fried vegetables, and we just keep jars of, we'll always have teriyaki sauce or different kinds of pad thai sauce or whatever. And so it's not exactly the same thing each time. It's easy to mix that up. That's super fast. And I make rice just on the stovetop. That takes 12 minutes.
Yeah. And so I'm kind of old school. We don't have a crock pot and we don't have an Instapot or anything.
I think crock pots are old school.
Okay. I'm prehistoric, but I don't know. But you know what? It's surprising how quickly chicken will cook if you're basically like poaching it or simmering it. And so one of the things that I do is take kind of a shallow pan with a lid, put a can of diced tomatoes in there. If you have time to saute up some onions and garlic, you can do those first, put in the tomatoes, and then just nestle cut up chicken breasts or those chicken thighs, the boneless, skinless on both, kind of nestle them in there, cover it while you're maybe making some rice or some pasta or something on the side or a salad. It poaches it really fast. And then I throw some black olives in at the end, and it's kind of a Mediterranean thing.
And the curse of poaching is, or the thing to be careful about, it's really easy to overcook it, right? You want to make sure you don't go too nuts and make it tough.
Right. But, you know, we're on a deadline, Rob. We're not going to, we don't time to overcook
We don't have time to overcook our chicken. Back to your calls now. Stacy is with us in Menasha. Stacy, hi.
Hey there. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us, Stacy?
Well, I always have a few packs of Uncle Ben's brown rice, just the kind you throw in the microwave. It takes 90 seconds. And I'll do that and throw that in a bowl with a can of black beans, a can of corn, a can of diced tomatoes with like Mexican flavors. And then that would be a veggie option. And then if I have, like you were talking about earlier, grilled chicken breast or some ground turkey or anything like that, I throw it on top and warm it up, and it's a whole meal.
Stacy, thank you so much for sharing that. That kind of takes me back. That was kind of my bachelor chow for a long time, a very similar sort of rice and beans concoction. Mm-hmm. Cook up the rice, can of beans, can of tomato, something.
Yeah.
And whatever else you got, onions.
That's fast and cheap.
Yeah, and you can make a lot of it. I mean, I'm kind of a creature of habit. I used to be able to eat that every day, sometimes twice a day for a week. I mean, you're living. That's cheap. That's cheap and fast. I love it.
And healthy.
Have we missed? Maureen McCollum had one. Did we read that one?
No, we didn't. Maureen loves fajitas.
Yeah, she had a Tex-Mex fajita thing. She says chicken, steak, beans, or veggies can work well. She throws in onions, peppers, garlic, and whatever other veggies she has lying around. Spices, cumin, garlic powder, salt, pepper. Saute it all up. Add cheese, sour cream, or Greek yogurt. Wrap it in a tortilla, and in her words, boom. So 15, 20 minutes, she says, fajitas and tacos make Maureen very happy.
They make me happy, too, especially if someone makes them for me.
That sounds great. Thank you all so much for everyone who called in and all of our colleagues. We had some pasta recommendations. Yeah, actually, that if you get the not dry pasta, if you have fresh pasta available, that tends to cook up even faster than the dry
stuff. Almost too fast. That you can overcook.
That is easy to overcook. Yeah, but that's, I mean, 2-3 minutes a lot of the time. Hey, you can keep sharing your cooking on a deadline suggestions. You can tweet us at Central Time WPR, or there's a conversation going on the Ideas Network Facebook page. You can just scroll down there, see what other people are suggesting, and throw your ideas in there as well. And maybe we'll cook some for ourselves over the course of this weekend. Again, that's the Ideas Network Facebook page.